This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What's it mean for your money? Two banks have collapsed in the past few days, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Within the past hour, President Biden said, don't worry about your money.
Americans can have confidence that the banking system is safe. Your deposits will be there when you need them. Small businesses across the country, the deposit accounts at these banks can breathe easier knowing they'll be able to pay their workers and pay their bills. And their hardworking employees can breathe easier as well.
Regulators say those who have money in Silicon Valley Bank or Signature Bank will be able to access their money starting today, even those who have more than the $250,000 insurance limit. The president is calling on regulators and Congress to strengthen rules on banks after failures. Separately, we are learning this morning that the Biden administration is approving the Willow Oil Project on Alaska's North Slope. That is likely to draw the anger of environmentalists. They say it violates the president's climate promises. And the winner is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, the big winner at the Academy Awards last night. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Daniel Kwan of the directing team, The Daniels, says Everything Everywhere All at Once is what the world needs at this moment.
It's a shotgun blast of joy and absurdity and creativity.
Michelle Yeoh, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Kihoi Kwan won acting awards for their roles in that film. Kwan says he went for years with his agent telling him there was no work for him.
Hopefully when I call my agent tomorrow, he will give me a different answer.
Brendan Fraser won the Best Actor award for his role in The Whale. I'm Margie Zarletta.
A Herman, Missouri police officer has been shot and killed and a second officer seriously wounded in an overnight shooting. There apparently was a standoff with a suspect. No word on an arrest. This is AP News. New information about prostate cancer. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
A new study finds long-term evidence that actively monitoring localized prostate cancer rather than taking action can be a safe option. British researchers studied 1,600 patients with prostate cancer in the UK who were randomly assigned surgery, radiation, or active monitoring. In all three groups, after 15 years, the survival rate was very high, 97%, regardless of the treatment option. Lead study author, Dr. Freddie Hamdy at the University of Oxford, says this is great news for men diagnosed with localized prostate cancer, and they shouldn't panic or rush a treatment decision. Others note those who can hold off on treatment can avoid the possible side effects of sexual difficulties or incontinence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with political currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.